You are now on air.
Morning audio date is 03.28.2023. Current time is 05:20 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside. And this is the At Fireman Rich audio podcast, Morning Coffee. That's right, the At Fireman Rich audio podcast, Morning Coffee, and it wouldn't be the Morning Coffee if we did not have the Morning Coffee, and that's exactly what I have in hand right now, stirring the teaspoon of unsweetened cocoa, and you can't have a morning broadcast if you don't have the Morning Coffee. Of course, this is a recorded broadcast, and it will be uploaded. It's being recorded on the Spotify for Podcasters app on my LG Stylo 4 Android track phone, and we're getting our morning started here. A hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTTD started for the day, and what we got for weather? We currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, it's about 37 degrees Fahrenheit. That's a lot warmer than the 20. It's in the 20s, and which equates to about 3 degrees centigrade. And we're going to have cloudy skies this morning. We'll become partly cloudy this afternoon. High again, 47. We had a high of 47 yesterday, I believe.
Fahrenheit, winds out of north by northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour, and yesterday morning was gorgeous, and clouded over, and we got a little bit of rain, sort of like early April showers, basically. I heard the robins singing in the rain when I came home from the day job yesterday. And let's see, this morning the sun will be rising at 6:56 a.m., which is another hour, let's say 6:56 a.m., so that's another hour and 32 minutes, hour and 32 minutes. My coffee's tasting good here, I'm sipping at it. Sun will be setting at 07:26 a.m. Eastern Time, so we're getting the, as we back off the intro music. And we're getting that extra 30 minutes of daylight right now. That's freaking great. Of course, we turned the clocks ahead an hour there. But nonetheless, even if we did, I think, yeah, we would still be at 30 extra minutes on this last week of March. And we're finishing up March here. We're well into spring. And it's feeling like spring, folks. Of course, they got those tornadoes. I'm seeing the alerts down south. It's tornado season down the southern part of the United States here. And we're getting the rain as far as that goes, but it's not a torrential downpour. And it's a welcome change from getting those storms that dump the white stuff, the snow, which I don't think we'll see anymore. Let's see. Our thought for the day comes from someone I really admire and is probably I was able to serve and have him as my commander-in-chief when I was in the United States Air Force. And that gentleman is President Ronald Reagan. Ronald Wilson Reagan was an American politician and actor. I don't know if he was that great of an actor. He was a great president, though. But he served as the 40th president of the United States from 1981 to 1989. He previously served as the 33rd governor of California from 1967 to 1975, and as president of the Screen Actors Guild in 1947 to 1952, and from 1959 to 1960. He made quite a few films. I'm not sure. You know, I'm looking at him. I think the Newt Rockne All-American, it's a classic. He did make some other ones. He was in Forrest. I guess he was in Forrest Gump. It's one of the overlays there for Forrest. So, but a great American president that I truly admire, and was. Because when I came in service, we were just getting out of the Vietnam War, and President Jimmy Carter was president. Wasn't all that great of a president economic-wise. I think he did some good things on the international front with the peace accords between Egypt and Israel, which was huge back then. A lot of people have forgotten about that accomplishment for President Carter. And up until recently, his biggest thing that he just couldn't get the release of the hostages done, but there might have been something. Somebody told him, wait till Ronald Reagan gets in the office, you'll get a better deal. But when I was in the service, President Carter was in office, and it was like the atmosphere in the military was like, I don't know. I mean, but when President Ronald Reagan was elected and became president, it was like a switch was turned on, and you felt good about being in the serving to your country in the military and stuff. So he was a great president, great leader for this country. At the time he, I believe he was the president that basically ended the Cold War when he made those famous words at the Berlin Wall, Mr. Gorbachev. Tear down this wall. And that's the Berlin Wall, which was huge. It imploded the Soviet Union. And now we have another different, this is not the Soviet Union. You'd say it's Russia, but it's not the Russian people. It's Putin that's doing the antics here. And it's sort of watering it down in a manner of speaking, but literally, with the war in Ukraine is what I'm getting at. There's no reason, no rhyme or reason as far as that goes. There's no justification that I can see as far as, though some people will try and make justifications for Putin going into Ukraine as far as that goes. Anyway, our thought for the day and the quote from President Ronald Reagan goes as follows. My philosophy of life is that if we make up our mind what we are going to make our lives, then work hard toward the goal. We never lose. Somehow we win out. In the long run, we do, because we're dealing with the reality of we have to work to make a paycheck. And if you work hard and there's opportunities, you take advantage of those opportunities that come across your desk or in front of you. And you progress up, and there's nothing wrong with hard work. It's those people who think they are working and they're not working, and they're living in a dream world and stuff like that. And so hopefully they wake up and they see what's the saying? They wake up and they smell the roses of the reality. So my philosophy of life is that if we make our minds what we are going to make of our lives, and working hard toward that goal, we never lose. Somehow we win out. And in the end, you do, as far as there's nothing wrong with hard work. And I can say that from experience. Am I better off than when I was when I was younger? Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. As far as that goes. Have I had some trials and tribulations? Oh, yeah. I've had some. There's been a couple times I walked out of the job, but then looking back on it, I was a dumbass for doing that. It's just I let my emotions get the best of me, and I'm glad I had some people watching my back to make sure I got back on the straight and narrow path of somehow winning out, and that's exactly what I feel my life. I'm winning. As far as that goes, even with all the other crap that's going on in the world, as far as like goes, it could have an impact on some people's lives and stuff, and it is a concern. You keep it in front of you, but there are a lot of people out there that put their heads in the ground and they don't want to see what's going on. And I don't know, as far as this this war in Ukraine. I don't know, maybe we need to bring Mr. President Reagan back to say, Mr. Putin, stop doing this war. Because quite frankly and honestly, I'm not going to get into it, but I'm not too encouraged with our current president, though he is the president, and I respect the office of the presidency. We are doing our best, and the Ukrainians are holding their own, and but I just don't want to have another quagmire that we had in Afghanistan. And once it was stable, that we ended up pulling out, and it just costed more lives where was it really necessary. That's for history to decide, as far as I go. So thank you, Mr. Reagan, Mr. President Reagan, Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan, the 40th president of the United States. My philosophy of life is that if we make up our minds what we are going to make of our lives, and work hard toward that goal, we never lose. Somehow we went out. And yes, you do. Somehow you went out. Let's see. We have the National Day today. Let's see. What do we got? Today is Tuesday, March 28th. We're working towards the weekend. Got to get that phrase in at the broadcast. It is the 87th day of the year. It is the 13th day of the week. And it is we're 24% through the year. And let's see, we have National Weed Appreciation Day. You said weeds, appreciate. Yeah, well, some of them, I'm looking at the picture, some of them have some really nice flowers. And I think the butterflies love them, so I don't know. Let's see, National Something on a Stick. A corn dog, a marshmallow, a lollipop. Corn dog, that's a big one. National Triglycerol Day. Now, we'll skip on that one. American Diabetes Association Alert Day. That's a good one. That's an important one for people to be aware of. I like this one. National Black Forest Cake Day. Oh, my God, that cake looks good. Let me copy that. We're posting that up on the Twitter. That looks good. Let me go ahead and copy and paste it. And I did mention last Thursday during the audio podcast, morning coffee broadcast, that I was having a bit of a problem with one of my box. Of course, I'm doing this audio podcast on the using the Spotify for Podcasters app, but I did have one of my main PC boxes go down, and I have switched out the power supply. I do have the replay video over there on YouTube and Rumble, so check me out over on those platforms. Let's see, let's get the verbiage for this cake as far as that goes. And that's a good piece of cake right there. Oh my God. Let's see, on March 28th, we recognize Hashtag Black Forest Cake Day. And some of these national days, I love them when they're foods. And they just, I could eat this piece of cake right now. It looks that good, folks. Oh, professionally made. So there we go. We just tweeted the picture on my Twitter feed, @FiremanRich. And let's go back to the verbiage here. National Black Forest Cake Day, March 28th, recognizes a delicious dessert on National Black Forest Cake Day. Black Forest Cake is an English name for the German dessert. I'm not even going to pronounce this name. I'll just butcher it. But it means Black Forest Cherry Torte. Most often, bakers layer several sheets of chocolate cake with whipped cream and cherries between each layer to make Black Forest Cake. So that's how you make it. Then they decorate it, the cake, with whipped cream, Monticello cherries, and chocolate shavings. Some traditional recipes call for sour cherries between the layers and a clear liqueur distilled from tart cherries to be added to the cake. In the United States, bakers usually do not use alcohol in their cakes. Got to have a license to sell alcohol. However, in Germany, liqueur is a mandatory ingredient. So you could actually get drunk on this cake. Wow. Otherwise, the cake can not legally be sold under the name that I want to. I cannot for the life of me pronounce this name. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The first word is like 13 letters. The second one is 11 letters. There's no way. I wonder. Oh, I could put it on the Google. Nah. So, how do you observe Black Forest Cake? Well, you visit your favorite bakery and you order Black Forest Cake to bring home. And, give your favorite baker a shout out. What's that?
Or you call your possible future son-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Those were Black Forest Cupcake in Rockford.
Oh, okay. That was the missus in the background as far as that goes on the audio podcast here. And she's usually a favorite over on my live stream broadcast, so she's giving her bit there on the delicious Black Forest Cakes. We had some delicious Black Forest Cake cupcakes that were made as far as that goes. So, the picture looks very delectable as far as it, I mean, it's a picture. Some of these pictures for the National Day, celebrate, hashtag celebrate every day, and that's one of the reasons I bring it here, because it's a good add-on to the broadcast as far as that goes. It really pops, and if I tweet it, it pops at me, and hopefully it pops at you. Okay, let's move on to our good story. I guess you could say it's news. I don't want to say it's just good story, or else if it is good news, it's good news because you all know what the crap news is. Let's see, how come this isn't working? It says I want, my web page is telling me to wait. Let's see. How come that? Let me refresh this. It's not working there. So, this story is very, very interesting, and why is that not taking? Let's see. Let me go ahead and reload it. But it talks about something on the energy front. Oh, there we go. Okay. Oh, just went back to the main page here. Let's go ahead and find the story again in the queue. And there it is. And this is interesting because it deals with a new source of energy, a so-called clean source of energy. But we're always looking for, there's multiple sources of energy out there. The primary ones being solar and wind. And I play around with the solar, with solar panels. And it's very interesting and very efficient. But this is a new one. That for some reason, newly discovered enzyme turns air into electricity, promising a new clean source of energy. Now, some of these stories I talk about new sources, they're not scaled up. They're just showing proof of concept. So, create energy right out of thin air. Well, the sunlight comes through the atmosphere, so that's in thin air. So, but I'm not sure what this pertains to. Let's go ahead. Imagine being able to draw moisture from the air through your fingertips and create an electric current as a result. That's pure comic book superhero stuff, right? Yeah. Now that you say that, not so. Since researchers have been able to use bacterial enzymes that conduct hydrogen to create electricity literally out of the air. So it's the moisture in the air that they're going for. The discovery promised to open up a new field of clean energy that would take on all kinds of sci-fi forms. Recent work by a team at Monash Biomedical Discovery Institute at the Monash University in Australia has shown that many bacteria use hydrogen from the atmosphere as a energy source in nutrient-poor environments, so it could be out there in the desert. We've known for some time that bacteria can use trace hydrogen in the air as a source of energy to help them grow and survive, including in Antarctic soils, volcanic craters, and deep oceans, says Monash University Professor Chris Greening. But we don't know how they did this until now, so they've discovered the process. In a discovery paper published in Nature, the researchers extracted the enzyme responsible for using atmospheric hydrogen from a bacteria. I'm not even going to call it the name of this bacteria. I'm just going to M. sigmus or something like that, N. smig. They show that this enzyme called HUC, turns hydrogen gas into electrical current. Okay. HUC is an extraordinary effect, notes co-author Dr. Gritter. Unlike all other known enzymes and chemical catalysts, it even consumes hydrogen below atmospheric levels as little as 0.00005% of the air we breathe. Laboratory work performed by a PhD student Kropp shows that it's possible to store purify HUC for long periods. Astonishingly stable, she said. It's possible to freeze the enzyme or heat it to 80 degrees Celsius, and it retains its power to generate energy. This reflects that this enzyme helps bacteria to survive in the most extreme environments. So what's 80 degrees Celsius? I still got my thing up here. Let's go ahead and plug that in. 80 degrees Celsius is 176 degrees. So that's high temperatures as far as that goes. That's extreme temperatures. That's very hot, in a matter of speaking. This reflects that this enzyme helps bacteria to survive in the most extreme environments. Okay, the bacteria that produce enzymes like HUC are common and can be grown in large quantities, meaning humanity could potentially have access to a sustainable source of the enzyme. Dr. Grinter says the key objective for future work is to scale up HUC production. So you're just producing a boatload of bacteria then. Okay. I don't know if that's going to power any cities, but it is a good portable energy source, I would say. That's just my opinion. Once we produce HUC in sufficient quantities, the sky is quite literally the limit for using it to produce clean energy. Yeah, but you're restricted to Once you use a hook, it's gone. This is really exciting discovery that could be a game changer in addressing climate change. Oh, there we go with the climate change. It's just another energy source. Leave out the climate change. We're not going to change the climate. We can try and be more better stewards of not polluting our atmosphere, and which we have done. Okay, but it speaks to the strength of the Morshi Research Development Smart Solutions to the world's most pressing problems. A big congratulations to the team. What a fantastic achievement. And so they're doing the studies on this. There is a video. I'm going to look at the video. I may or may not, because this is still on a small scale. I can't realistically, not to say they can't do it, but right now I can't foresee this being scaled up as far as that goes. I don't know, something about creating a lot of bacteria in one place. And I don't know, you get large quantities, in large quantities, we're talking about thousands and thousands of tons of it. Can that be sustainable? Well, they said they can freeze it, so as long, you know, they freeze it, use it as you need it, stuff like that. But we'll check it out on this video and stuff like that. And I may or may not post it. So if you see it there, just check it out on my Twitter page at Fireman Rich. Let's see. On this day in history, let's see what we have here. The state of New York abolished slavery back in 1799. Wow, that's a long ways before the Civil War. There was no, and it should have been abolished before that. So it was right after this country became a country. It was shortly after there, 10 years afterwards, New York State abolished slavery. Oh, that's interesting. Democratic Constitution went into effect in Ecuador in 1929. And let's see, Heritage Canada incorporated in Ottawa as a national trust to promote preservation of scenic and historic sites back in 1978. And let's see, President George H.W. Bush posthumously awarded Jesse Owens the Congressional Gold Medal in 1990. Jesse Owens, a great athlete back in his time. He told Hitler, hey, the United States is for real. And let's see, what else do we have? Let's see, that's about it. Let's see. Let's see, 156 years ago today, Denton Cy Young was born. Of course, Denton Cy Young, a baseball player that the Cy Young Award was named after. During his 22-year career as a Major League Baseball pitcher, he established multiple unbeatable records, some of which have stood for centuries. Cy Young, whose nickname was short for Cyclone, the Cy, completed 511 wins, the most in history, 94 ahead of Walter Johnson, and holds the record for the most career innings pitched, 7,356, most games started, 815, and most completed games, 749. 1 year after Young's death, the Cy Young Award was created to honor the best pitchers of the season back in 1867, and we got baseball starting this Friday, as far as that goes. So the new baseball season starts. So there's a good happy birthday, Mr. Cy Young, Denton Cy Young. And a happy 68th birthday to Reba McEntry, country music singer and actress, sometimes known as the Queen of Country. Did I pronounce her last name right? Entry. Reba. You know who Reba is. One of the best-selling artists of all time. Sold more than 75 million records as far as that goes. A great lady. She's a funny lady. She's on the most recent TV series, Reba. They're not Reba, Sheldon. Reba. That was her own show that she was pretty funny on. I used to watch that. She can sing. I like her as a country singer, and she's a very very good singer. Okay, so there's our interesting. Oh, we're up to 30 minutes already on the broadcast here. Okay, interesting good news history for this March 28th, 2023. Let's see. No sports going on, of course. I talked about the we got the Final Four as far as that goes in the NCAA, and coming up this weekend, and for the NCAA, the March Madness, the end of March Madness as it spills into April, and let's see, the 26th. Oh, that was this weekend. So let's see. What the heck do we have? Men's Final Four ticket. Let's see what the Final Four. I can say them real quickly here. We're going to have, let's see, April 1st. We'll have Florida Atlantic versus San Diego State. And it's a Saturday. And UConn versus Miami. And of course, I'm taking San Diego or Florida Atlantic and Miami to win. And then it's April 3rd, which is next Monday, for the championship. I'll be on at 8 o'clock in Houston. Final Four, well, Final Four in the men's final NCAA championship takes place in Houston, Texas. So it's this Saturday. We've got some basketball, and then Monday night we have the final. Now, the only other thing I want to talk about is real quick here on this at Fireman Rich audio podcast. Over there on live stream yesterday, I guess there was an app that came out. And it's a live streaming app on a platform called Kick. And, you know, the anticipation for this was, oh, it's going to be an app just like the Twitch app where you can broadcast live stream. And similar to the app that I'm using now, the Podcaster or Spotify for Podcaster app that used to be the old Anchor app. It's still the same stuff and stuff like that, and I appreciate that, Spotify. But it enables me to record my voice and put it up there on the internet. Well, this new live streaming app that's supposed to come out for Android tomorrow, because it always comes out for the iOS people first. I don't know why. It's just easier to make or something, or it's always been like that. But I think it's ridiculous. Bring them both out at both platforms. Yeah, some people. Well, Apple's king. No, Apple isn't king. Apple is just very popular. But Android, there's more Android users probably than there are. The stats would show there's more Android users. But beside the point, this app came out for Apple, and so people looked at it, and some of the commentary about it, it's not really an app because it's just a viewer. It's an app, but the anticipation was you're going to be able to use this app. Okay, you could view it, but you could also live broadcast from it. And Kick.com did not get it done with this app. It was a lame attempt. And they could say they have an app. Technically, they do. But the thing of it is, I was watching Kick.com on my browser, the Chrome browser, on my cell phone, the Android LG Stylo 4 track phone, Android track phone, a couple months ago when Kick first came out. So what's the difference? Why should I download an app that I'm able to watch it on my cell phone already? It doesn't add anything. You see what I'm saying? So is it really an app? They never said that. There was no full disclosure beforehand. Say, you will only be able to watch and use and comment. Of course, it's. I checked let's go there right now. iOS store for it, and it did say, "Oh, just chat." It doesn't say anything about being able to live stream. Let's see. How do we put this? Let's go ahead and kick stream app on iTunes. I guess it is, right? iTunes. And I have bought Apple products, and which is okay in the Apple store. Here we go. And they're great products. But why not bring them out at the same time? Here we go. Kick live streaming app. Watch games in real life and chat live. But they say live streaming. Oh, okay, you're watching live streaming, but you're not broadcasting. There is absolutely, I'm looking at the pictures, no button that initiates any type of broadcasting from this app. Everything it does, I was able to do in the Chrome browser. So this is so lame. Android's coming out tomorrow. I ended up posting a few things over there on my Twitter feed, tagging kick.com. And the first one was, I've been watching, let's see, I have to say this new so-called at Kick streaming iOS app is not what I expected and a big disappointment. All it is a viewing app. I believe we were expecting an actual, quote, go live on the app to broadcast to Kick. WTF, Kick streaming should have let us know what was coming out. That would have been more disclosure. That's not honest. So it makes me want, do I really want to broadcast on this app? Oh, they're toting the fact, oh, you get more of your money than Twitch. But right here, you're not being really honest. And I commented on that tweet where I said, I've been watching Kickstart broadcast live streaming on my LG Android phone using the Chrome web browser since Kix came out as a platform. Oh my God. OMG. Not a real live streaming app like the at Twitch. WTF. I'll use my Chrome web browser on the LG Android phone to watch Kick because it's a joke. I really think it's just like, it's not a bad platform being beta. Okay. And they don't even indicate that it's beta on here as far as that goes. Even in the one thing where it says, there is beta underneath the Kick logo. Okay. But Kick is the fastest growing application for live streaming. Yeah, because you're hoodwinking us on what you think we think you're doing, but you're not. Kick hosts some of the largest content creators in the world. Yeah, some, but not. It's trying to go head to head with Twitch. It's not a bad. I'll probably still use it here at the desktop, but my mainstay is Twitch, and I like being over there on Rumble. As far as I can live stream over on Rumble. So Kick is just a notch above Vocal, which is another live streaming app that I'm not using at all as far as that goes. It's because you only have so much time as far as that goes. So for the folks at Kick.com, you know, thank you for having the ability to live stream on the desktop. But the WTF there, Kick, on the app, the so-called app. This is not a freaking app in my eyes. You know, maybe they might come up with the thing is to let you know how the Kick app works or on desktop. You have to use OBS, so you have to incorporate that type of software technology into an app. And that takes money. I don't think they have the money to develop a proper app. But they want to be real legit saying, hey, we have an app in the Play Store and the Apple Store. BFD. It's not really an app. It's just a viewer as far as that goes. And, you know, granted, you're going to have more viewers than actual broadcasters and stuff. But, my God, come on. You know, if you're using in real life broadcasters are usually out running around all over the place. Okay, so if you can't provide a way of broadcasting from an app, which this is definitely not an app. I'm not calling it's a sorry attempt at an app, because you're already being able to view it on your phone using the Chrome browser, for God's sake. So I don't know. It just makes me a little hesitant about actually broadcasting on Kick now. It's just like you know, be interested to see when people start getting their payouts as far as that goes. So I know of, I'm not going to mention his name, but there's an individual I know that he's already an affiliate. I think he's pretty close to being a partner, if there's a partner level. And he's probably making some money broadcasting on it, and he'll be interested to see if he does get paid out. As far as you're supposed to get, like, I think it's 90%. We're over on Twitch. It's a little bit lopsided. It's more towards Twitch than the broadcaster. And that was one of the reasons of developing this particular so-called platform with the this platform with a so-called app. So I just wanted to mention it here on my audio podcast, as far as that goes, that I do live stream on Twitch Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Tuesdays and Thursdays are the audio podcasting, and we'll just see where it takes us as far as that goes. So let me go. We've been on here 42 minutes. Let's go ahead and cue the outro music and exit stage left and get our day started here on this March 28th, 2023. Get the day going, and we're one day closer to the weekend as far as that goes. All right, folks, I want to say thank you very much for those that are listening to the audio podcast here on Spotify for podcasters. And this is Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on podcasters or Spotify for podcasters, and here on Spotify, I guess, too, because they broadcast this or send this out on after they put it on Spotify to like 10 other locations. So thank you very much, Spotify. It's appreciated. And we remember Anchor. I got to remember Anchor. Anchor was so much fun. We're still on Anchor, in a manner of speaking. All right, folks, this is Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich over there on Twitter, where I tote my where I tote myself as a social media observer, social media enthusiast. In other words, I like playing on this thing called the internet, and doing the audio is always fun to do. Thank you for your listens. You have a great day. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks.